So this is Louise Sproul, and I'm taking over. We're playing musical chairs again, and we're going to be speaking to Vicky Jean-Louis, who's here tonight from the Van Cliquil Business and Merchant Association. She's been president since the beginning of the year, and she's brought along with her a couple of students that are working at the Tourist Info Center, working on all kinds of things. So we're going to find out more about that. So welcome, Vicky.
Thanks. Hi. Thanks for having me today.
Busy times. Lots of emails going around and flying about all the projects happening in Van Cliquil. So why don't we start with, I know the Edible Gardens project was all over the review this week. Why don't you tell us a little bit? I know there's a big event coming up this weekend.
Yes. Basically, we really wanted to focus on the fun and to launch it grand. So that's why we kind of wanted to do it as an event and not just everybody doing their own little garden separately. And with Keith and Roland there that offered their 1 acre land, it was just the perfect place to, you know, to start it off with that. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And have you had any emails of interest or anything about people wanting plots? Or
yes, there's a couple of emails that I did receive. And for sure, if it's not all spoken for, we will approach either, you know, cadets or groups of scouts or any fundraiser group that would want to either, you know, do a patch of pumpkins or something that they can actually
sell at the end of the season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah,
so how big of a plot can a person have if they want a garden space?
We haven't decided because I'm sure that we won't have a lot of demand the first year, so we will be very flexible on the size that we will.
And will it be staked out, and you'll put like a marker with somebody's?
Exactly, they'll get their little pin, so they can do their own little thing, and we're going to do a map. So that, you know, for all the land that will be spoken for, so people won't you know, plant
right
on top of
yeah,
the other.
Of course, yeah. Well, that's really generous of Keith and Roland Allen. In fact, we have them on our front page this week just because it's so exciting that they're loaning an acre of land for anyone that wants a community garden. And maybe while we're on the air, is there a phone number or an email people can get in touch with you ahead of time if they want to know more?
Of course. So phone number would be my phone number. So 613-307-4455 as Hill. 4455.
Okay.
And for the email, it's vkhbma@gmail.com.
Okay. And that the official opening and launch of the Edible Gardens, and if you want to show up to take a plot, maybe just give the place and the time for that.
Yes, it's at it's on Highway 34, so at Allen's Place, and it's
is there a number for that? There is,
7714. I don't know how to say it.
7714?
Yeah, 7714. Yeah. There you go. On Highway 34, so on your way to Herb's.
Right, and for anybody listening that might remember the Allens, they sort of had this dream to have a garden, and they were growing all kinds of vegetables, and then it sort of became mostly pumpkins, which there were local grocery stores wanting to buy all the pumpkins, and so that wasn't as much fun because they wanted people to come. It was sort of like a pick-your-own place. And I guess, you know, I know Roland is an incredible quilter, and Keith still does a lot of carpentry projects, so they kind of just seeded it all over in grass, and they've just decided that they wanted to do this for the community and thought maybe people do want to have a garden and they would lend their land to this. And so what time should people be at the Allen Community Garden if they want to?
We're launching it at 10 in the morning. I'm going to be there early because we have little surprises, so it's going to be really bright and colorful. It's going to be really nice. And so it starts at 10. The event is going to be done around noon, but for sure, for people that wants to actually start their own little plot, they can stay on for the rest of the day and plan away.
Wonderful. Well, that's really exciting. And another piece of exciting news is that the Merchant Association is going to have some young students working for the whole summer at different jobs. Maybe you could go through their names and tell us what they'll be working on this summer.
Yes, for the first year, compared to the past couple of years, we actually went and applied for a couple of different grants, and we actually got accepted for the three that we applied. So we applied for a tourism employee for the Info Center. We got one to start planning for the 150th anniversary of Canada for next year, and that will be combined with the people surrounding the area, so with Champlain, because I know they did employ somebody for that and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the last one will actually be a fundraising event coordinator, so to find different fundraising event that we can actually do for the BMA to raise raise some money for
a couple of hundred thousand would be good, eh?
Yes, exactly. For the association, so we could actually do more for our members and for the whole community. Yes.
Right. And to everybody listening, I know over the years the Merchant Association has done a lot, but as the association's responsibilities grow, of course the work grows, and it's not like we've doubled the number of business owners in Van Cleek Hill. And amazingly, although you might not believe it, people who run their own businesses are busy sometimes, and so it's hard to fit all this in, and it's easy to just get overwhelmed with the fundraising and the signage and the grant applications and the tourist info center and the membership communication. So this is really good news for all of us that you snagged three great students for the summer to each to do something different. You know, the tourist info center is one thing, but just that the fundraising will be a great addition.
Exactly, and all of that, I did that on my own time, so a volunteer hours that I did, like past executives like yourself, Louise, and also I'm really happy that the three students that we got is actually people from the area, and they are all connected to business owners in the area.
So oh, that's, they know that's fantastic.
Businesses. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fantastic. And so what else is going on with the Merchant Association? Is there some other? I know you're announcing the winner of the logo contest at the Edible Gardens, too. That's
exactly,
going to come this weekend.
That's going to be this at the event. We are actually, we just finished the last bit of details about the Van Cleek Hill Bucks. So the Van Cleek Hill Bucks are coming back. They've been on hiatus for the past couple of months, and we kind of tweaked how it's going to work. So basically, all the members of the BMA will be able to ask for 1 to 3 hours of sell at their own store. So
okay.
if like at the review or any other members of the BMA can ask us to be there for any event, or even it could be a regular day, and we'll be able to go there and sell the bucks at the 5% off sale. So it's going to bring people into their business, and at the same time the bucks will be a bit everywhere in Van Cleek Hill and different time for, you know, to accommodate everyone. So it's
right.
not always at the same time, always at the same place. So we'll see more of the Van Cleek Hill bucks moving around, and every time there'll be a particular sale like that, it will be advertised on our Facebook page. So facebook.com/myvkh. So every time it's going to be there to say where we're going to sell the bucks.
Good. This is Louise Sproul, and I'm with Vicky Jean-Louis, who's president of the Merchant Association. So we've talked about the Edible Gardens official launch, and maybe we'll just wrap up our interview with you by just reiterating those details for anyone that wants to attend. We'll tell them how they can get their own little patch of soil to grow some fruits or vegetables this summer. And I'll just let you go ahead with that. So what's happening this weekend on Sunday?
Yes, so it's at the new Allen Community Garden. So at 7714 Highway 34 at 10 o'clock. We will be handing out some postcard this weekend everywhere in Van Cleek Hill with all the details. So it starts at 10. Finishes at noon, and on the postcard, if you do get a chance to grab those beautiful postcard, there is a 15% off coupon on the back for any product that is made by the company of Smart Pots at Les Salles Go in Hawkesbury. So you can get started with your edible garden at home.
That's right. And I'll just put in a plug here for those two. We bought some at Legault's last year. We bought four big rectangular ones. We filled them up with soil. We watered them. They were out there all summer. We emptied them of soil. We put them in our shed and we brought them back out again this year. So they're reusable and they work really well and they hold their shape. And in fact, we have our herbs outside in two of them again this year. So those cards that Vicky's talking about, they're here at the review. And I guess you'll be giving some out on the weekend. And there'll
at
be some
Foodland.
And at Foodland. And there's somebody looking in our garden right now out there. That's what happens all summer. People really get into it. And so, so stop by the review if you want to pick up a coupon or visit Foodland. And what else were we going to say? Is there a phone number people can call if they want more info?
Yes, 613-307-4455. Our website, so myvkh.com. And same for Facebook, facebook.com/myvkh. And we also have our email address, vkhbma@gmail.com.
Okay, so start dreaming about your garden, and there's no charge to have a vegetable garden down there. You just bring your seeds and your hard labor and your garden tools, and you could just check out the Facebook page to find out more about how to get a community garden growing near Van Cleek Hill. So thanks for coming in, Vicki.
You're welcome. Thank you.